VP Harris advances environmental justice as illegal immigration, crime surge in America. By Penny Starr on November 2, 2021. Domestic crises continue in the United States, including more than 1 million illegal alien encounters taking place at the southern border this year, and crime is surging across the country. But Vice President Kamala Harris was in New York on Monday vowing that she and President Joe Biden will mete out environmental justice. Harris traveled to New York for a photo opportunity with a fleet of electric trucks that the left hopes will replace those powered by fossil fuel, even as the feds predict that oil, gas, and coal will power the U.S. and the world for decades to come. And as Harris flew to New York and Biden to Europe to condemn the energy resources that allowed them to travel by air, U.S. Border Patrol posted on its website that as of October 22, 2021, an estimated 1,659,206 encounters with illegal aliens took place on the U.S. border with Mexico in fiscal year 2021. First, a new partnership between our government and private companies to drive innovation in electric heat pumps, Harris said. This will not only cut down on emissions, it will help families save on their monthly energy bills. It creates an opportunity to create jobs in the community and to grow the skills of the young people in our communities to participate in doing this work. Second, we are putting $127 million to speed up the development of large electric trucks, like the kind you see around me, Harris said. This will protect our communities. It will protect the health of our communities and the well-being of our communities and the opportunities of our communities and the economic vitality of our communities. Harris specifically mentioned Mira Loma, which she said is a predominantly Latino and low-income community. So, I decided one day to go and visit with the folks of that community, Harris said. And I met with a group of leaders who were mostly the grandmothers and the grandfathers of the community. And they had been calling for action to address the high volume of semi-truck traffic in their community. You see, over 15,000 trucks and the pollution that came with those trucks drove through this town of Mira Loma every day. So much pollution, in fact, that a study found that the babies from Mira Loma had one of the lowest rates of lung development in the region. So here's the thing, we should be able to move our goods, to move commerce without harming the children of our communities, Harris said. And that is why an investment in large electric trucks is an investment in environmental justice, Harris said. Because the story of Mira Loma is the story of many communities in our nation. And by doing this work, it is not only an investment in innovation, it is an investment in our people. Meanwhile, murder rates are skyrocketing in the U.S. in 2020, according to the FBI, according to a report in USA Today. The FBI reported a nearly 30% increase in murders in 2020, the largest single year jump since the Bureau began recording crime statistics 6 decades ago. The surge in killings drove an overall 5% increase in violent crime last year, according to the FBI's Uniform Crime Report. And Harris said that the EPA should be allowed to regulate the U.S. energy sector from the top down. And as you may know, last week, the United States Supreme Court decided to hear a case on whether to limit the EPA's power to regulate greenhouse gas emissions, Harris said. Well, you all know I used to be an attorney general, Harris said. And I want to make something clear. Our administration believes that the Supreme Court should reaffirm what it has said before, that the EPA has the authority to keep our families and our communities safe from pollution. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.